Welcome to the Daily Plunge. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 22 through 36. Now, Jesus and his disciples are down at the Jordan River and they're baptizing. In fact, we're told in the next chapter that Jesus is not the one baptizing, that he is already delegating the work of baptizing to his disciples. And so it's the disciples that are baptizing in Jesus' name already. Now, John the Baptist is down there too. He's baptizing. And his disciples are wondering, what are we going to do? We got somebody horning in on our market, right? We're losing market share. And John has to remind him, I told you, I'm not the guy. I'm just the guy who's pointing to the guy, right? To the Messiah. And they even in their question, they say, hey, Rabbi, the guy that you testified about, well, he's baptizing and everyone's going to him. And Jesus says, John the Baptist says, I must decrease so he can increase. And it begs the question, when it comes to our faith, who's going to take precedence in your faith life? Is it you or Jesus? If it's about your ego increasing, then that's a problem, because in order for us to grow in faith, Jesus must increase so that we decrease. Doesn't mean we lose ourselves, but it does mean that our importance changes. Now, John goes on to say, you heard me say I'm not the Messiah, but that I was sent to point to him. I'm just like the best man at the wedding, because here comes the groom. And I'm celebrating that he is going to be married to his bride. And who is the groom? It's Jesus Christ. And who is the bride? It is the church. And so here is John the Baptist speaking about this. He must become greater. Now he goes on to say that the one who comes from above, the one who is from heaven, right? That he is above all. In fact, this is said twice, that the one sent from heaven, the Messiah, is above all. And that he testifies to what he saw firsthand in heaven, right? What he's experienced. He's an eyewitness to the court of heaven, seen and heard it. But the world doesn't accept the word of God. And the world can't accept the word of God because it's not the word of the world. And so we go on in verse 33, whoever has accepted the word of Christ, well, they certify that God is true. And God's word reinforces God's word, God's promises. And that God gives the Spirit and he sends the word. And so with the word and with the Spirit, God is speaking to us. And he goes on in verse 36 to say, whoever believes in the Son of God and the work of the cross, they will receive eternal life. And whoever rejects Jesus Christ and the work of his cross, well, they will continue to stay in God's wrath, or maybe another way to understand it, under the accusation of the law. And so either you believe in Christ's work on the cross, that alone frees you, that this gift of grace, or you're going to live under the law and be accused by it. Well, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube, and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.